Living Seed Media brings to you God's Word, which is His comprehensive equipment for changing lives. May the Lord impact your heart as you encounter His Word. For further inquiry or counsel, contact Peace House, P.O. Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. Telephone numbers 0703-036-3659, 0703-768-1198. Email address nsmedia@livingseed.org or visit our website at www.livingseed.org. Let us sit back and listen as the servant of God brings forth the word of life.
What is this flesh? Let's take a little study more. Even if I don't go beyond here tonight, I think I'm alright. Because you will not understand when we are saying a disciple like his master, you will not know what we are to change from. Hallelujah. Follow me quickly. Follow me. Go to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 4. Please, move very fast. Ephesians 4. Have you seen Ephesians 4? Will you please read verse 21 and 22, maybe up to 24. Yes. Yes. Where is the sister with revised standard? You notice they called him the old man there. Have you noticed something there? What did they say has happened to the old man? In verse 22. He's corrupt according to the deceitful laws. Where is the RSB, revised standard? Yes, quickly. Verse 22 only. Put off your old nature. Yes. All right. Who is carrying good news now? And Living Bible. I said someone will read Living Bible for me. Where is the brother? Okay. So good news. Verse 22, then Living Bible. Get rid of your old self. Yes? Which made you live as you used to. The old self that was being destroyed by its deceitful desires. Hallelujah. So what is his name there now? What are the names you have discovered for this man? Please, let's quickly remind me. The flesh, the sinful nature, human nature, old man, old self. Thank you. It means you are following me. Where is the Living Bible? Quickly. Throw off your old evil nature. The old you that was a partner in your evil ways. What did they say about this old man? That he is rotty. This Mr. Flesh. There's nothing you can do to improve him. Even if you wash him, anytime he's going to operate again, what will he do? He will still bring corruption to your life. Hallelujah. So we have noted that he is what? He's rotting. He's corrupt through the deceitful laws. Follow me back to Galatians. Are you with me? Alright. Galatians chapter 5. Please get all your Bible versions ready so that we can study that too. Galatians 5. You are there already? Verse 16. King James?
I say then,
walk in the Spirit. Thank you, sir. Where's NIV? Live by the Spirit. Yes. So are you getting something there now? What is this sinful nature like? Anything that is contrary to the Spirit, that is what he wants. Yes? Brother, read on. Yes? They are in conflict with each other. Alright? It's alright, brother. Where is the good news? Let the Spirit direct your life, yes? You will not follow the desires of the human nature. Yes. So, listen. Are you following this now? That Mr. Flesh and the Spirit of God, are they friends? What are they? They are enemies. They are opponents. If the Spirit is moving this way, even if Mr. Flesh wanted to go that way before, what will he do? He will decide to turn. There are times that the flesh was sleeping before. As soon as you decided that you will follow the Spirit, even if the flesh had no interest before, but now that you are choosing that you want to follow another man, what will he do? He will wake up and say, why do you want to do that? You cannot. I refuse. And it will put such a big pressure on your life that you will be in between. So the Bible says you cannot do what you want. Who does not allow you to do what you want? Mr. Flesh. Are you understand what we are talking about now? And what is that, Mr. Flesh? We are told that it is a nature. It is your nature. Since when did it get there? That is why we call you human being. Are you understanding that now? So when we are saying that you are going to be conformed to another image, do you know in simple language we are saying you will stop being a human being? I'm sure you didn't bargain for what we are saying yet. I know what you wanted is that let this brother just teach us how we can patch up and continue. Sorry, it's not like that. God is demanding that what you used to be, something is wrong with it. Did I say something is wrong with it? Everything is wrong about it. And Baba has decided that it has to be what? Discarded. It has to be put aside. So that something new, a new lifestyle, might take shape. Some are still saying, well, I don't know. Let's go on. Hallelujah. Verse 19. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest. Thank you, brother. NIV. The acts of the sinful nature are what? obvious. What is the meaning of obvious? All right? NIV. We have read NIV. Good news. What human nature does is quite what? Plain. There's no magomago about it. Plain. What it does is clear. Any other version that we have not read? Yes? All right, thank you. It will produce a result. Any other version? RSB? Plain. They are plain. Any other version? Philip? Where is Philip? The activities of the lower nature are obvious. Is anybody carrying New English Bible? We don't. Yes, brother. Thank you. Take it again. Go ahead. Praise the Lord. Anybody can see the kind of activity, the kind of behavior that belongs to the lower nature. We have got another title for Mr. Fleshner. What is his name now? The lower nature. Is there any other version somewhere? Jerusalem Bible? Nobody has gone to Jerusalem yet. Praise the Lord. When self-indulgence is at work, the results are obvious. So let's find out it works now. They are manifest, they are plain, they are clear, yes? Which are these? Thank you, thank you, thank you. NIV. Yes? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good news. Let's follow it now. Quickly, good news. What human nature does is quite plain. Yes? It shows itself. Are you understanding that now? Mr. Flesh, when he is walking, we know it. How do we know it? That it shows itself, it manifests itself. It reveals himself. New English Bible, what did they say? Is there anybody can see the works that belong to the lower nature? What are they, please? Yes? It's all right. No, you are moving too fast. We need to study it now. He said, wherever you see fornication, so he said the spirit of fornication, the spirit of fornication. Did the Bible call fornication the work of a spirit? What did he call it? He said that's what human nature does. Is it all right? It's all right. All right. That wherever we see fornication, whether in the market or in the church or in the choir practice, we know that that man is around. Who is the man? It's Mr. Flesh. That wherever you see indecent, immoral actions, who is at work? If you see a pastor trying to fornicate, don't say, "Guy, it's a seducing spirit that is troubling him." Excuse me, what is troubling him? What is troubling the pastor? It's the flesh. It's the same flesh that was troubling the harlot.
Are you following what I'm talking about now?
People say, oh, look, my only problem is fornication. Excuse me. When we see somebody who is fornicating, what is his problem? It's the flesh. Even if we remove fornication, and the producer is there intact, what does he say? What does he say? I will do another one. That is why many times you can even shake your hands, oh God, I don't want to do this thing again. I don't want to do this. And you even sweep that one, sweep it. Mr. Flesh says, Is that what you are doing? No problem. When I'm ready, I will do another one again. Go ahead, brother. Who is reading for me? It shows itself in immoral, filthy. So, brother, let's get it from New English. Meanwhile, before we return to good news and return to Living Bible. Thank you. You are moving too fast. We are still in verse 19, isn't it? Okay, where is NIV? Help us read verse 19. Finished. Yes, sir. Sexual immorality, impurity. Now, look, he talks of impurity, impure thought. Impure thought. Those thoughts that have not yet become a real action. Who is doing it? To sit in the corner and just be looking at the nude pictures and be enjoying it. Who is doing that one? It's Mr. Flesh. That is his work. Hallelujah. Can we now go on? Let's return back to good news. Let's use the good news as our basic text right now. We can be jumping in and out onto Living Bible and other scriptures. But sister, stand up and be reading with a loud voice. We know that. Yes, yes. In worship of idols, when we see men worshiping idols, what do you normally call them before? Who is doing the work? Now let me ask you. In between the man that is worshiping idols, that never even come to church, and there is the choir master who composes good songs but fornicates maybe once in 2 weeks. What do you think is the difference between these two people? Why not? But the other one comes to church. I didn't hear you very well. You mean they are apprentices of the same master, Mr. Flesh? Are you with me? You mean idol worshiper is not nearer here than a pastor that fornicates? I didn't hear you. No, I don't think you believe me. I don't think you are sure what you are saying. They are parallel. All right. Let's go on quickly. It shows itself in worship of idols. Yes? And witchcraft. Thank you. Wait there. Where's Living Bible? Living Bible, first read verse 20. Idolatry. Spiritism. Encouraging the activities of demons. Who does that? Who does encourage the activity of demons? It's Mr. Flesh. Several times you say, oh, this mommy, what that spirit is really troubling the sister, it's troubling the sister. And you did not deal with Mr. Flesh. You keep casting that thing out. Every week. As long as Mr. Flesh, the encourager, the sponsor, is inside. As the demon is going, I imagine how the demon look at Mr. Lee and say, look, oh, they are driving me away and you are the one who invited me.
He said, don't mind them. I'm still here. I'm still here. Don't worry. Just go yet. You will come back again. Go ahead, sister.
People become enemies and they fight. Who does that work?
Are you with me?
That wherever people become enemy,
who is at work?
Let me ask you a question. What can people become enemy about?
Suggest. We don't have that. Yes? Money? Yes. Position? Yes? Power? Recognition?
So if in the market, sometimes you go to Dubai market, the woman here, they are selling the same thing. And when customers are coming, they say, come this way, my own, this and the, and you go there. And the other woman look at the other woman and say, you see, now you know, I also came here to sell. I did not come here to, and then, excuse me, who is doing that? Eh? All right. Supposedly, we were in the choir practice.
Hallelujah.
And the sister suggested that let us present this particular number. And the choir master said, well, I don't think that song will fit the message. Then another sister made her own suggestion, and we got it. And incidentally, anytime she makes her own suggestion, choir master always carried it. And the other sister saying, I know her. My own will never be correct. We know those that are in the good book of people where we thank God, sir. No problem. Now let me ask you. Between the woman that quarreled in the market, in Dubai market, and the sister that quarreled over the song to sing, what is the difference between these two people? Do you really mean what we are talking about? You are answering me too fast. I'm hearing you say, no difference. Do you really believe it? That when people become enemies, you know two pastors could become enemies over church members. They took my member. Anytime they mention that brother's name, they say, Reverend, what is he preaching? What does he know how to preach? I don't believe all those kind of foolish things. Hallelujah. Or when the sister comes up to lead the chorus, is she the only one? So that time when you say, praise the Lord! When everybody say hallelujah, say what and what for? Let us stand up and we just worship the Lord. Just worship the Lord. At that time, you sit down and then you just open your Bible. Just to show her that you are not interested. Who is at work, brother? Listen. Now, the question I'm raising, you have not got me yet. That we are going through a list of what the flesh does. It doesn't use everybody to do everything at the same time. He has a lot of apprentices that he does not have to ask everybody to fornicate. Can you please, five of you, come out as my apprentices in this meeting?
Please come out. Come out. Five of you. Quick, 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 quick. These are all apprentices of one man. He said, what's your name? Bisi. Thank you. He said, I have got another person to fight. This is her own job. I don't want you to fornicate. Are you hearing me? That's not good for you. But all these kind of people that take people for granted, don't take any nonsense. Do you understand? That's all I want. Anytime I want fighting, I'm depending on you. She doesn't even look at men. That's not her business. You. Fornication. Anywhere you see a chick. That's all I want. Are you understanding? Busy? That's what I want. That's what I want. Young man, I already got somebody who is fornicating for me. I don't want you to bother yourself about that. Hatred. Hatred. When somebody offends you, you don't easily forget. Don't let it go, because if you don't prove to people, they will take you for granted. Are you understanding? That's what all I want. You can go to church. You can sing in the choir. Are you understanding? But don't always forget when anybody offends you, because if we don't strike, they will think that you are weak. No, as you know, because you don't have much weight, so people think that you are weak. You have to prove to them that you are not weak. I hope you didn't forget your own. All right. And excuse me. The worship of idols. You don't have anything to do in church. Just worship idols for me. And sister, sister, people become enemies. And they do what? They fight. I got this girl to fight. But her own, once she fights, she forgets. But yours, you hold it on. Anytime you see them talking, as long as she has not come to say sorry to you, if she doesn't come to say sorry, anywhere and any opportunity you have, strike it. Hallelujah. All these five people, what are they, please? They are classmates. Have you? But assigned by the master, one master, to do different works. Let's finish that scripture, because I think we should finish it and pray. Please wait. Let's go on. Yes? They become jealous. Go ahead. They become angry. Excuse me. So, when you see jealousy, either because the youth fellowship in the church and the spinster's fellowship. The last time that the youth fellowship stood up and they said they need something, the brethren supported and brought money. But when it was the ladies' fellowship, we just raised offering, but we couldn't get anything. They were, you see, the people are not encouraging us in this church. If they don't want a sister's fellowship, they should tell us to cancel it. I can't understand. When it is for youth, you see, pastor, we announce it and announce it and announce it. When it is our own, we give them information, they will always forget. Ask me, who is working there? They become jealous, yes? They become angry. Some say, look, I'm not easily annoyed. You see, I'm not easily annoyed as you see me like that. I'm gentle. But I'm not stupid. Praise the Lord. Yes, I'm telling you. I have to tell you the truth. I'm gentle, but I'm not stupid. If you pull my leg, you will see the redness of my eyes. And I don't easily lose my temper, but when I lose my temper, excuse me, who is doing that? So what's the difference between the brother who is always angry and the man that is fornicating in a palace hotel? You are keeping quiet now. You mean an angry man and a fornicator, they are going to go into the same place? They are classmates. Finish it for me so that we can pray. Yes? Maybe the brother from Living Bible can read for us now, quickly, verse 20. Just read with a loud voice. Be reading on. Yes, sir. Yes? Go on. Hatred and fighting. Jealousy and anger. Constant effort to get the best for yourself. When we want to eat, there's one good meat this side. There is cow skin that side. And then you say constant effort. It's an effort. You carry the spoon. You turn it so that thing can come this side to get the best for yourself. Who is at work, brother? Yes? Go ahead, sir. Constant effort to get the best for yourself. Complaints and criticism. Who is doing that work? Complaints and criticism. Once he is not the one doing it, nobody does it well. Once he is not giving recognition, he must criticize them. He's always complaining. Why didn't they do this one? Why didn't they do this one? Why didn't they do that one? Who is doing that work, brother? All right, go ahead. Wait now. What spirit is that? The feeling that every other person is wrong apart from those in your little group. All other groups are bad except yours. Do you know that's the spirit of denomination? May God help us. Go ahead. Finish it for me now. Wrong doctrine? Yes. Envy? Murder? Drunkenness? Wife parties. What is a wife party? Disco? Money. It's part of it. Disco is the old man. Is the flesh always wanting to show? Always desiring to show. Competition, rivalry. Yes, brother? And all that sort of things. What does that imply to you? There are much more that we could not talk here. Time will fail us. If we sit down here now, we start asking for what Mr. Flesh does, we will never leave this meeting. Go ahead, brother. Let me tell you again, as I have told you before, anyone living that sort of life, whether fornication, whether anger, whether fighting, whether encouraging the activity of demons,
or whether keeping jealousy and hatred, yes, will not inherit the kingdom of God. Will you read that verse 21 for me from King James? Where's my King James reader? Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yes. Yes, sir. Go ahead. Yes. I've told you before. I've told you in time past. Yes. They will not inherit the kingdom of God. Let me ask you a question before we leave. Who is this Mr. Flesh that we have been talking about? The human nature. The natural instinct. All that I've talked about now, you see, how can somebody abuse you and you will not fight? How will somebody provoke you and you will not show him that you are not stupid? And yet the Bible says that nature that we are born, we must put it aside if we want to go with God. Hallelujah. As I try to stop here, you can see that this meeting is not concluded yet. You can see that we have taken so much to look at a reason. All I've dealt with tonight is just another reason to seek a conformity to another image, the image of Jesus Christ. You will notice that all that we talked about, they are the natural things that naturally happens to you, even without thinking. Do you understand that? Thank God that when you started coming to church, you stopped issues like fornication. I hope you did. I just hope. But I know that those are one of the first things that Mr. Flesh will drop. He say, if that is why they are troubling me, let's drop that one. If every day you go to your, they say fornicate or fornicate, let's drop that one. We'll do something else. Hallelujah. Now Jesus says, those who live such kind of life, they cannot, no matter how they try, see the kingdom or inherit it. I would like to ask you, even while we stop here, it was Nicodemus that asked the question, how can these things be? You mean that for me to do what the flesh tells me to do, I become an enemy of God? He said yes. And the list we have studied in Galatians is not comprehensive. I hope you know that. Because at the end of it, what did they say? And all that kind of things. In fact, it was Philip's mother English that put it in a very simple way. Look at what it said in verse 19. The activities of the lower nature are obvious. Here is a list. That all that we have been sweating to talk about now is just what? A list. And some of you may be sitting there and say, thank God, all that they read, I don't have problem with that one. Sorry, we just read a list. Maybe your own is on the other list. I wish God gave us the opportunity to read all the different lists. Because if we leave the book of Galatians and we go to the book of Philippians, we meet another list. There's another list in Philippians. So let nothing be done through strife or what? Vainglory. What is vainglory? It's the work of the flesh. Vainglory. Vainglory about your certificate. Vainglory about your upbringing. Vainglory about your clothes. You see a small baby. When you buy a new clothes for a small baby, just about 2 or 3 years old, very beautiful, what does that baby want to do? He wants to wear it. The baby that will say he doesn't want to go to church, when there's a new clothes to wear, what will that baby do? He will quickly say, are we not going to church today? Why is that baby doing that? He wants to show something. And at that time, when you just wore a very beautiful dress with a good shoe to match, and you now say, come, let me carry you. What does the baby say? Say, no, I will do what? I will walk by myself. I will walk by myself. I walk by myself. Excuse me, who is doing that one? Hallelujah.
Shall we pray?
Spirit of God, help us now. Spirit of God, help us tonight. Spirit of God, intervene in this meeting. Lord, intervene in this meeting. Intervene in this meeting. A genuine, a definite work of the grace of God. A work that no man can discredit. Come over and do it. Holy Spirit, you are the only one that can conquer Mr. Flesh. Arise tonight and begin to show the light. There's an image you are showing us, the image of Jesus. But our own is different. What we grew up with, what we defend, what we talk about, what we are working about, competition, rivalry, something to show. Lord, help us tonight. Spirit of God, I'm pleading with you, help us tonight. Lord, Karuba Sandaba Kandoroboshiri. Sandaba Koroboshina Bakanda Koroboshiri. The Soporoboshana Katara Katsanaba Koroboshiri. Disi Katara Katsaporoboshinda Bakara Messiah. A disciple like his master. But there's something that is making it difficult for your people to follow after your lifestyle. It is this man. Lord, show us the way out. Deal with it here tonight. Deal with it, O God, by the working of the Holy Spirit. Deal with thee by the working of the Holy Spirit. Reveal the authority of the cross over the old man. Break the backbone of the flesh. This old man, he continues to twist himself left and right. Lord Jesus, help us. Help us. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Listen, if it were possible to inherit the kingdom of God along with some of the work of the flesh, the matter would not have been so serious. But I tell you, as I have told you before, that any man who does any of such things shall not. If God says he cannot, what is your hope? To keep the flesh, to pamper your flesh, and still hope to make the kingdom of God? I believe there's something you can do tonight. I believe the Bible says, whosoever covereth his sin will not prosper.
But whosoever confesses
and forsake and say, Lord, deliver me from this thing. This meeting is not yet conclusive. But it has brought us to a point where we need an answer from God. But God will only respond to a genuine cry from the heart of those who truly, truly are tired of living for Mr. Flesh. We are going to pray finally. But the way to handle it is to lay hold on that man, Mr. Flesh, and point him to God. Look at the reason. Look at several issues in your life that we cannot divert it from that man. Look at several decisions you have taken just to please Mr. Flesh. Look at much that you have spent only to prove to yourself that you are something. Those that fornicate and those that only abhor anger, they are not different. The other worshipper who has never stepped into this church, and the zealous youth fellowship leader who believes that only what he is doing is the correct one, no one else is correct. They are in the same class, they are classmates. How terrible it will be that at the final time, they put you in the same class with Allah. How terrible. I want you to do a prayer tonight. When the apostles saw the activity of the flesh, he cried out. Say, who will save me? Who will deliver me from this thing? I believe if you cry tonight, help will come to you. As we pray together, I want us to pray together now. I don't know what to ask you to do, but I know that there's something you should do now. Why don't you stand away from this thing and say, God, I have discovered my life. There's nothing to hide. I've discovered that if you don't rescue me, flesh will terminate and contaminate every other thing I've been doing. You as a pastor, remember the last time you preached and you spoke extensively about yourself. Why did you do that? Why did you do that? There's somebody you are fighting with. You want to ask the Lord. But you see, yesterday I asked some people to step out here who felt there's something they can do, something they did not see in Jesus, that they want to drop. Thank God for that. But there's a new layer we have seen tonight. If you believe tonight that even the list that we have read, you cannot discard it and say it doesn't concern you. And even other lists, the Holy Spirit began to remind you and say, what of this, what of this, what of this? The first thing is never to cover the flesh. Expose him to God. Expose him tonight and say, Lord, I want you to deliver me. I want you to set me free. Open my eyes. What is the way out? When Nicodemus asked, Jesus began to give his answer. I know that there is a serpent that has been hung on the tree, made for your deliverance. If you will look unto him, something will happen tonight. And as we come back here tomorrow, more things will take shape. But I want us to pray. I don't want to assume that everybody wants God to help them out of this man, Mr. Flesh. But those that genuinely say, Lord, save me from myself. I'm
now willing to discard that nature and follow this new man that you are showing me tonight. Shall we pray? Shall we pray? And as we are praying, if you are doing that, I will ask you to do something much more than we did yesterday. You will not only step out, but you will go on your knees before the Lord. You will just step out and say, Lord, Lord, if the truth of your word is like this, then you must do something to my life.
You are annoyed when somebody did not recognize you. That's why you are running for people to know, to talk about you. Every defense, every self-defense is the work of the flesh. You can never do anything unnoticed. You are going to pray very definitely tonight. To God, as we all pray with Him. You are going to say, oh my Lord, have your way in my life.
from today, there is no rest, there is no peace. Only the Lord has it where I fix my love in your head. You are secure in your plan, oh my Lord, oh my Lord, have your way, oh my Lord, have your way.
In my life from today, there's no rest, there's no peace, and the Lord has His way. Has His way. I place my life in your hands. Don't secure in your plan.
Of the flesh is becoming scarce all around you. You thought he is not there. As you lift up your two hands to the Lord, will you by yourself open your mouth and say, Lord, from tonight, have your way with this man's life. Uproot this man, change my nature. Change my nature. Take me away from this point. Take me away, oh God, from this point.
Father, tonight. If you don't intend to help our lives, you will not bring us here. If you don't intend to do something that we can point at and hold, you will not take all the time and the hours to talk the way you are talking to our lives. We are on our knees here tonight because we cannot hide it. How can we be a friend to your enemy and still think we'll be at home with you? How can we obey the dictates of our flesh, which is always contrary to the desire of your spirit, and expect that we will share the kingdom with you? Lord, tonight, several of these lives are on their knees because we are still a leaf. We have not gone through all the lists, but the list we have seen, we are amazed and overwhelmed with the subtlety of the flesh. How we imagine that we are marching to Zion, not knowing that we are going nowhere. Father, arise tonight. Speak deliverance to our lives. Arise tonight, O God. Spark up a revival within us in the name of Jesus. It was Nicodemus that said, how can these things be? But you said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted. Lord, the work you did to terminate the work of the flesh, activate it in the lives of these ones in the name of Jesus. Spirit of God, forgive us. Cleanse us. All the works we have cooperated with this old man to do, some of it, we thought we are doing it even in the church, bragging and boasting and showing off. We could even start touching on the principles of the flesh, competing. Lord, tonight, we repent. Forgive us in the name of Jesus. But we are asking you for something much more than that you should cleanse us. We know, Lord, that you cleanse us with the blood of Jesus. But if that man is not uprooted, he will produce again. So, Lord, we are asking, bring the axe and cut the root of this old nature in the name of Jesus Christ. Change our nature. That's what we are asking you to do. We now see the reason why you are saying all those that were called according to your purpose, they must be converted to be formed into another likeness. The one we inherited from our parents is the trouble of our life. Do that miracle tonight. Begin it by your spirit. In the name of Jesus. Lord, as we kneel down before you tonight, have mercy on us. It is you who said, no man comes to me except the Father draws me. And all those that come, I will in no wise stand up. It is you that drew this man on their knees. This very raw and dirty floor were on our knees. But Lord, we are asking, don't let us go except you are prevailed over our old nature in the name of Jesus. From this night, let the cross, let it begin to have its full effect in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Issues that we have hitherto regarded as a joke, that continually put us at loggerheads with the Spirit of God and with the Lord Jesus, bring it to an end from tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lord, I commend this man and woman to you. Our intention is made clear to you. We want to be like Jesus. But it is clear that while the old man lives, there was no way for us. Sometimes we carelessly blame a demon leaving the real man inside. Lord, tonight we are pleading with you. Do this work neatly and clearly in the name of Jesus. We're going to plead with God with that song finally. If you know him, just join me. And as we are doing that, I will ask my brother again to come and give you the instructions. Lift up your two hands again. God, everything that you must do to bring us to a safe landing, that this week my launch off onto a definite progress in becoming like Jesus, do it in the name of Jesus. Lord, you can see that this meeting is not conclusive. We are coming back. But before tomorrow, God, visit us again. Expand your word to our spirit once more in the name of Jesus. As we sleep, as we go about, oh God, speak again in the name of Jesus. Speak above the murmurs of self-will. Speak above the tongue of self-passion. In the name of Jesus. Every indulgence of the flesh, your voice, we overwhelm it in the name of Jesus Christ. From tonight, Lord, the scripture that sanctifies will come to us. It will mix with faith in our hearts. Lord, those that even set out tonight, because we were like every bit of their life is just that old man. They couldn't point at something that the old man didn't do. And they are saying, Lord, what will you do for me? I know you will change them. I know you will give them a new start. I know, Lord, you will uproot that man and you will replace within them a new spirit. That a new heart will I give you, a new spirit will I put within you. I will take away from you the heart of stone. Let it be so in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. As we go, make your face to shine upon us. Provide for our heart and for our life. If there be any other need in our midst, needs that we are not able to deal with directly because we are dealing with something crucial. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All other things will be added to us. Lord, please remember that promise. Add it to these people in the name of Jesus. Some may have been sick and they are thinking that this brother will be able to pray for them. But Lord, the matter of the kingdom has become so overwhelming for us. But we are trusting you tonight that you will add healing to those who have need of healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Those have need of provision. Those have need, O God, of deliverance. Make it an addition unto this meeting in their life in the name of Jesus Christ. Those that don't know how they will be able to manage a trouble that is on their hands, Lord, I speak to you concerning them tonight. Intervene with them in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Wonder.